Merci, monsieur.
Thank you very much, Chairman. We have a comment about actions 11 and 12. And this echoes or picks up on some of the other comments I've made and heard. The importance of involving non-state actors is a constant thread that has been woven through all of the action plans from the very first one to the Maputo one, and it has been a key element for fulfilling our goals, in particular the humanitarian goals of this convention. And keeping this dimension in the Oslo Action Plan is therefore, to our mind, absolutely essential. And in fact, we feel that it is even more relevant today, given the problems we face involving the use of improvised APLs. Secondly, we would like to raise a number of questions about the choice of terminology when we speak about non-state parties to armed conflict. This is not a term that has yet been officially validated. It does give rise to a little bit of ambiguity. In particular, we cannot really seek to engage with an actor that could use APLs prior to a conflict having broken out. And given that fact, we would be losing all of our preventive power. So we would suggest reverting to the wording that we used in the Maputo Action Plan, which was armed non-state actors. Or if you look at the review document, we have non-state armed groups. Either of those two wordings would work, but the one that is present in the text as it stands now is not suitable to our mind. And finally, as we are seeking to draw up a quantifiable and measurable action plan, we feel that it would be useful to have an indicator directly tied to actions 11 and 12, and which would refer to the number of non-state actors who have agreed to not use or forgo APLs during the period covered by the Oslo Action Plan. Thank you.